Hi, it's Terry and reconnected again. Again, apologies for this issue. And this is Terry. Again, I apologize for the issues. I believe we're all slowly rejoining. Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff. It looks like we're waiting for Karen.
I think I'm back now.
Okay. You are, Karen. And again, I apologize. We are investigating the issues at this time. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Jeff, I don't know if we want to try you again or not. if anyone, Phil, I believe I lost you in the chat earlier. You said that you mentioned that you had some input on another one of the groups. Is that correct? Guess Phil's not back on. Sorry. To Jeff, one of the things that I did hear Jeff say was questioning whether or not the objection and the responses were public, and that was a question I had for staff because in my research I was only able to find the final decisions. Are those historical documents available somewhere? I'm a little bit concerned if we can't look at that, how we should proceed with, you know, evaluating this. If we are going to have to operate solely on responses or decisions, rather.
Hi, Karen. This is Steve from staff, just to respond to your question.
Yep.
And to say that I'm actually honestly not entirely sure, and I'd have to take that back and check, unless someone else from staff might be able to provide a response.
Well, then I will go to our fearless group leaders, Jeff and Aubrey, to ask beyond input from particular members who were involved in these cases, which right now we've got two. What are your suggestions for how we would evaluate appropriately these matters? Is our next step going to need to be to go out and contact the people involved? What would you suggest? Steve, go ahead. I see your, is that a new hand?
Yep, thanks, Karen. It's a new hand. This is Steve again from staff, and while Jeff and Aubrey are coming back online, I guess, and I see his hand up. But right. I just wanted to note that there's probably a few things that the work track might want to look at rather than, I guess there's a nuance here. So there's the recommendation that the work track might want to look at, whether or not the language of the actual recommendation is satisfactory. And following from that, the work track might want to look at the implementation and the process or the objection, but then there's also the outcomes of the objections that could be looked at, and those could be evaluated to determine whether or not both the recommendation itself is sound and the the implementation and processes for the objection ground. And then the fourth thing that's also possibly to be considered separate is the role and actions of the independent objector. So I guess I just wanted to point out that there's different tracks here that the work track might want to consider, and it might be a good idea to try to avoid mixing up all of these different topics. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Definitely, the independent objector is down on our list as a separate entity, and there was discussion of whether we should look at the independent objector as an entity unto itself, or if we should look at it we come to the two types of objections that the independent objector could file against. I guess what I was looking for feedback from anyone on the group is when for many of these cases, like the mutual funds and the retirement, we don't even have a decision on those. So to be able to say were the guidance, was it met, did the procedures work the way they were supposed to, I was looking for input on what to use for criteria when we've only got, you know, a basic set of statistics and not the objections, as it were, or the input of the parties. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I think one thing we could do is send out a list of questions as well as the independent objector to, you know, get their input on each of these items. But then, you know, I can honestly say, and there were people involved in developing the limited public interest exception, and I don't think any of the ones that were challenged, any of the strings, I don't think for any of those it was anticipated that these would be the types of strings that would be challenged. Really, it was supposed to be, the way we all envision it, would be strings that are so against the public morality that it would be just disgraceful for these strings to go into the root. Things like, you know, dot Nazi or dot murder or, you know, dot, you know, sexual assault or something horrible like that. You know, like that, those were the types of strings that really we all envisioned being challenged under this morality and public order. It was not really intended as a way to go after strings that you just didn't think you wanted or didn't think that the applicant represented that kind of community. It was almost kind of like a second bite at the apple for a community objection. There were others as well. So I think we should ask for people are dropping off. Am I still on?
I hear you.
I can hear you, Jeff.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think we should ask the community and ask the applicants and the objectors how they felt about these processes and these items, because it just, I mean, I can't imagine anyone going into this thought these would be the types of strings that would get a public interest objection.
Thanks, Jeff. Does anybody that's still on the line have anything to add to that? I tend to agree with Jeff. When you look at the strings and you look at who the objectors were, I tend to question how it could be a morality for two financial groups to oppose a third financial group. So does anyone else have anything to add to that? See, Steve is putting in the from the AGB And that's correct. It's section 3.5.3. Greg, go ahead. I see your hand now. Sorry.
No problem. I think that we need to be a lot more clear about what the intentions were, but I think there is a natural tendency to look for any advantage in the system and to use what's put in front of you as a potential tool to do so. So that the doctrine of unintended consequences, I think, applies here as with everything else. I don't know how it could have been, completely unclear. But there's probably, to some extent, no extent, human nature does apply. But perhaps, we need to look at, if not penalties, some way of maybe having a filter on some of these things. I think going back to the independent objector, I think it was an interesting idea. The execution of the first time around was suboptimal, in my opinion. And there's a lot about this. You're essentially setting up a series of almost, if you will, private laws and newly formed adjudication methods. If we were a country, it probably would have taken us years of focus just on these to set them up. And I think, it in a sense, it showed, in spite of the valiant efforts that were made. So I think there really needs to be kind of close attention both to process and substance in rejiggering all of these. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Jeff, is that a new hand for you? I guess Jeff maybe got dropped again. He's typing. Jeff got disconnected again. Let us know when you're back on, Jeff. One thing that occurred to me in regard to what Greg raised that I'll just throw out there is there was in the AGB, it was stated that